This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. America's smallest state capital, as well as one of its coldest, is getting into the utility business. Montpelier, Vermont, plans to sell heat to businesses generated by a wood-fired plant. Vermont Public Radio's Kirk Carapeza reports.
This capital city is small. Just 8,000 people live here. But it has a big plan to address its energy future.
This is not rocket science.
Montpelier Mayor John Holler says the idea is to expand a wood-fired heating plant that's been serving the statehouse since the 1940s. Pipes will run under these downtown streets to carry heat and hot water to public and private buildings. The fuel will be local Vermont timber. The cost? $20 million.
Our country's been founded on municipal investments, and I don't see this project as markedly different than other municipal investments.
But there are skeptics, including City Councilor Tom Galanka. He supported the plan, but only after it was modified to be phased in, because otherwise, he says,
we will be left holding this huge bill in infrastructure costs and the bond debt that we'd incur, and we wouldn't have the revenue streams to support it.
One building that could benefit is the Union Elementary School. It burns more than 60,000 gallons of heating oil each year. Sitting outside the school on a picnic bench, lobbyist Liz Edsel says if Montpelier wants to reduce its carbon footprint, district heating makes sense.
Both for the environment and the economy. It's something that Vermonters are wanting to see local action on and not just leave it to the state or not just leave it in the hands of the energy companies.
Montpelier city officials expect part of downtown to be served by the new heating system about a year from now. It'll be just the third such district in North America, after St. Paul, Minnesota, and Charlottetown on Prince Edward Island. I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.